Hey there, fellas. This is Brenton Hines from Mastodon. Thanks for tuning in to Toilet of Loudwire Sucks Injection Podcast. Be sure to check out my new album, Cracking Open the Cold Dark Place with the Boys. It was gonna be a solo project, but the other guys agree I can't be left alone for too long since the last incident. So check her the fuck out, fellas, and I hope you don't hate this one quite as much, because I still got feelings in my heart guts. Stay cool to the diesel, my brizzles. Peace.
You're listening to 66.6 FM. Radio TOVH. The Flush.
Greetings, friend. We've got another incendiary episode of the Toilet of Hell radio show for you today. This is No Holds Barred Smash Mouth Podcasting. You're gonna hear us get real. Fuck.
Just keep it.
You're gonna hear us get real as fuck on this episode. But first, we've got a message from our sponsors. Folks, if you're anything like me, you hate going to the post office. You also hate going to the dentist, going to the mall, going to work. Pretty much anywhere that isn't my couch. I just want to sit in my underwear in my living room, rip monster bongs, eat a sleeve of double-stuffed Oreos, and slam that sickness. But who has the time to go out and find the hottest new slams and slam accessories? Do you really want to get in your car, drive all the way across the city just to shuffle through some brightly lit music store and try to find, through endless deathcore CDs, you know, the quality, brutal death metal with toilet vocals that you need? I get it. You got a really comfortable life for yourself. You've got speakers, you've got weed, you've got a carefully cultivated, impressively large pornography collection. Why leave the house? There's gotta be a better way. What if I told you that there is? It's true. You can discover the best new slams with slams.com. Get the most brutal septic system bree-bree vocals over endless chromatic riffs without ever having to leave your dank, disgusting apartment. All with slams.com. With slams.com, you can expect to receive savage new slam releases right to your front door. No more fighting through a crowd of normies just so you can slam that sickness. Just pay a small monthly fee and get all the slam you can take with slams.com. And I tell you guys what, I'm only going to do this for you right now. If you go to slams.com and check out with promo code TOILET, you'll get a free gram of ditch weed with your order. It's an unbelievable deal. Remember, that's promo code TOILET. Go to slams.com and change your life today. We've all been there. You work your balls off practicing the 10-string guitar. You record some all-time great riffs. You tour the world over and over. But still there are those pesky, persistent rumors. It hurts, folks. It hurts to have these uninformed plebeians constantly asking you questions, constantly analyzing your words, constantly judging you. And why? So you may have covered your body in swastika tattoos. Big deal, right? It's an ancient symbol. Every culture has used the sun wheel, or the swastika, or the fifod, or whatever you want to call it. Yeah, it may have been used most recently as the symbol of hatred and genocide, but lots of cultures have used it to praise the sun. I know that's why I covered my body in swastikas, and it's probably why you did too. But I've had my fill of strangers calling me a Nazi. That's why I did something about it. I went to Bolzer's Laser Removal and began the long, painful process of slowly grafting the swastikas from my skin. I'm about halfway through these procedures, and folks, I gotta tell ya, I'm looking less and less like an anti-Semite every day. And you can do it too. With Bolzer's Laser Removal, they treat you like you're part of the family. With comfortable chairs and a friendly staff, you really couldn't ask for a better experience while having ink forcefully burned from your body. And hey, if you tell them I sent you, you'll get 15% off your next session. Just give them promo code WACKYPODCAST. That's promo code WACKYPODCAST, and you'll save some serious dough on tattoo removal. Folks, isn't it time you stop looking like a walking screwdriver album? Make the call today. At Bolzer's Laser Removal, they'll remove those pesky swastikas for good. All right, welcome to another episode of Toilet Radio. I'm Joe Thrashenkill. I've got with me 365 Days of Horror and Brennicide. How's it going, fellas?
It's going way good, man. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How about you, 365?
Well, I'm a little pissed off because we didn't have our good, like, 20 seconds of absolute silence. When
I heard it. I heard it coming, and I just dove. I dove, and I took that shit down.
The people expect the uncomfortable silence and just the sound of Joe's heart breaking every week.
Well, look, if there's one thing that I do and I deliver every single maybe 2 or 3 weeks on this podcast, it is pure disappointment. That's what I'm here to do.
Well, that's why you're the best at what you do. You're like the Wolverine of metal podcasts.
I don't get the joke.
Folks, we've got a really great episode for you today because we are going to go all in, savage. We're just gonna rip this shit straight apart. You've never heard bare knuckle podcasting like this before.
Just brutal.
It's fucking savage. And you're gonna get it just as soon as we have one more message from our sponsors.
Today's episode was brought to you by Inaudible.com. Sign up for a free Inaudible.com trial at Inaudible.com/Toilet of Hell, and you'll get a free Inaudible song. This month, we're suggesting Portal Glummer Funnel. Enter the promo code for 25% off your first purchase.
You know, it's about that time on the show. It's about time to kick it with some brand new metal. You know, that's I'd say that's at least 25% of the reason people listen to the show is because I've just got really great taste in music, you know?
That must be it.
Yeah, so I found a bunch of great new music, and I think that we should listen to some of it today. My first track on this program, I'm going to go with Defenseless Receiver from A Pregnant Light. Brenno, are you familiar with this band at all?
Pregnant Light a little bit. I know that Damien, the front man, is a bit of a character, but we love him for it, and he makes great music, so can't fault him too much for sticking to his guns here. But yeah, great ambient stuff. It's raw, but not too raw, you know, like you don't turn it off after a minute and a half of listening to it. Maybe a tad shoegazy, if I had to call it as such, you know, not your typical stuff. Just nice blend of modern and classic sort of black metal. I like it. I dig it a lot.
See, I think the thing that really gets me about his music is that there's always like, I don't know, this 80s rock like aesthetic with the guitars going on, and it gets me going, man. So
yeah, you know, it is kind of it kind of has that I don't know, for the lack of better terms, sort of glammy style riff to it. It's
yeah,
just
a little bit. I mean, if you put like Brian Adams singing over, I think that you could sell a fuck ton of records with this one.
We should suggest him to do that.
Well, I guess I would. I've reached out to Damien once. I named...
There's a groove to it.
Yeah, it's definitely a groove. I reached out to Damien Master once because I named his record, My Game Has No Name, as my favorite record of, like, I think it was 2014. So I sent him the write-up, and he was like, hey, thanks for doing that. I'm not going to share this, though. that's tacky. So thanks, pal.
Wow.
So he's definitely he's kind of a rock star. But as much as I find that distasteful personally, the music is so good that, yeah, I just got to go with it. So enough of the jibber-jabbing. Let's listen to Defenseless Receiver. That's from Devotion Unlaced by A Pregnant Light.
Thunder, thunder, thunder. This episode is brought to you by the Blast Beat Network, heavy metal's premier advertising agency. With review packages starting at only $666, we guarantee your band the 4 out of 5 album review we both know you deserve. Blast Beat Network. Fuck your band. Pay us.
So Jordan, you seem like kind of a fashion-forward guy. You like to keep yourself looking trim and proper when you're out and about. Am I right, my man?
Well, I do like to consider myself a pimp-ass smooth motherfucker. That's true.
I agree. I fully agree. And, you know, I know you're kind of a on-again, off-again beard type. So I believe, you know, maybe once or twice in your life, you've thought about having yourself a sweet-ass, just perfect straight caterpillar on the chin looking soul patch. Am I right, my man?
You'd be correct in that assumption.
Yeah, I think we all have. I mean, it's almost like every time I look into the mirror, I just see what could be probably the greatest run down the chin little line of stool ever. And I just think that you guys would be so psyched to find out about this company that David Vincent from I Am Morbid, actually, no longer Morbid Angel, has approached me about. So it's called Morbid Gentleman's Cosmetics. Vinyl shirts, leather cowboy hats, and soul patch grooming accessories emporium. And basically what it is you go in and you just accessorize yourself to the nines. You get yourself these really great PVC shirts that have red pentagrams on them. Perhaps you want to find yourself some sort of teasing products for your hair. You could also get yourself some leather pants. No airflow in those whatsoever, and just end up looking totally proper.
But Brenicide, what if I need nipple tape?
Nipple tape. I mean, man, it's like you read my mind. Nipple tape this week. If you enter the promo code, I'm not really sure if I'm morbid or not, but I probably am, all one word, you get up to 26% off on nipple tape.
That's a good-ass deal.
Yeah, I'd say so. So tell you what, gentlemen, check it out. I Am Morbid Cosmetics. Maybe he's born with it. Maybe he's morbid.
Tired of people not correctly identifying bands in their specific genres? Sick of having to spend all your free time calling people poses? Hate it when people say something is death metal when it's clearly war metal? Then come on down to Crazy Grishnok's Gatekeeping Emporium. We've got every genre and subgenre known to man. Our associates have over a combined 60 years of experience getting into fights with strangers on the internet, and they're here to help you. No one would ever be wrong in front of you again. This Saturday is Kids Day. Burzumi the Clown will be here making balloon animals, talking about his role-playing game, and playing his broken Fisher-Price keyboard. Crazy Grishnok's Gatekeeping Emporium, now in Weehawken, Hohokus, and Oslo.
Mom, can we get something to drink?
Check the fucking fridge, you retard!
Okay, we got OJ, purple stuff, soda. Hey, let's try some Cran Apple Corpse juice.
Are you ready to slash thirst in the throat and gorge on the gushing fucking goodness? Well, then you need Cran Apple Corpse juice. Quench yourself on our brutally delicious all-natural drinks. Try one of our delicious flavors like Hammer Smash Grape, Meat Hook Strawberry, Mutilation of the Banana, Raspberry Amputation, The Lime Splitter, Savage Blueberry, and I Gum Blood Orange. Cran Apple Corpse Juice. It's kid-tested and motherfucking approved.
My name's Chris Barnes. I'm from the band 6 Feet Under.
Fellas, I don't know about you, but I, for my entire life, have had the hardest time getting a good night's sleep. You know, I've tried every mattress out there. I've tried the waterbed, you know, just sloshing around. You can't really get a good night's sleep on it. I've tried traditional air mattresses on my buddy's floor, and generally the rats wake me up in the middle of the night. And I've tried sleeping in a normal-ass bed, too. Not a fan. Didn't really work for me. See, I find that when my head hits the pillow at night, I am not greeted by the eternal screams of pain and sadness. At least before. That was before I discovered Zaster mattresses. With Zassler Mattress, I can lay in bed and hear this screeching of a Fisher-Price cassette player and sleep just fine all throughout the night. With Zassler Mattress, it's really changed everything about me. My eyes now have a natural corpse paint look from sleeping just unsteadily enough to make it through the night. If you go to ZasslerMattress.com, you enter in promo code you'll get 15% off. Try it. It's 69 days free. If you don't like it during that time, you can return it. Tell them a toilet sent you. Zassler Mattress, they'll do you right.
And I believe that if you check them out this week, they're running some sort of promotion where if you spend over $2,000 on whatever selection of Zassler mattresses, you get a free Tiger Talk Boy from 1994 to record your band's next album.
It's fucking awesome. Remember, that's promo code. All right, and we're back. You know, we promised you a great show, and by God, we're going to deliver. Because, you know, Toilet Radio, we'd like to think that we're a presence in your life. Every week, we come into your ears, and we deliver, you know, news and commentary and new music, and occasionally we have a joke or two, and it's a really great experience. And if you haven't done so, you know, you can make sure that you enjoy our podcast weekly by going to iTunes, searching Toilet Radio, finding our podcast, clicking a 5-star rating on it, writing a nice review for us, and then making sure that you click subscribe, because, you know, that's the only way that you can really be sure that if you maybe forget to visit toiletofhell.com, God forbid, you're still going to get it delivered automatically to your phone, to your podcasts, and you'll be able to hear our voices anywhere you go. You know, it's a great idea to do. Also, once you finish all that, you should go to www.facebook.com and search for Toilet of Hell. And then when you find the page Toilet of Hell, you should be sure that you like it and then follow it. And then when you're done with that, you need to redirect your Netscape browser over to twitter.com. And this one gets a little complicated. I don't know exactly how it works, but if you type Toilet of Hell in one of those boxes, you should find us eventually. I hope so. You might accidentally just say something wrong and a bunch of racists will scream at you. So if that happens, I'm sorry, but try again. Then try to find toiletofhell.com.
Also, or just don't go on Twitter. That's the best way to avoid that.
That's probably the best policy. You know, if you found that this has been an informative episode for you so far, which, you know, we haven't really started yet, but we're going to, and it's going to be good. You can always go to Patreon. We have a Patreon set up for Toilet of Hell, where you can get a bonus monthly episode, in addition to a cool playlist just for you. And if you're a big spender type, you want to swing a lot of cheese around, I will hand make you. A cassette mixtape for just a few bucks a month. So, you know, consider doing that. After that, you should probably go to your nearest tattoo studio. Tell them that you would like a Toilet of Hell tattoo. Give them promo code Metal Sucks, and they should give you a 25% discount on your tattoo. Don't forget to tip, though. It's important that you do that. They might misspell it if you don't. So, we're just about to get back into this episode, and we've got another really great song before we get started. I don't know about you fellas, but this Hellfire track, it's a jammer. Like, this is speed metal, trad metal it's better than it has any right to be. Breno, did you get a chance to listen to it?
I did. I did give it a quick spin. It's a toe tapper for sure. And usually, I mean, you listen to a band from Bandcamp that started recently, and they play speed metal music, you kind of know what you're going to get. But I don't know, this one's got a certain flair to it. I like it. It's, you know, it's classic, but not in the way where it's too cookie cutter, too samey. It's good stuff.
Yeah, those melodies that they're pulling out are pretty left field. Like, it's not expected, and I think that makes it really, really enjoyable for me anyway. So, you know, if you're the type to maybe drink beer out of a goblet, I think this one would be for you.
Or just drink beer.
Or if you, yeah, that too, man. Like, you know, it's good
a
too.
Lot all the time.
I know when I'm not wanted, that's fine.
Oh well, you'd like it too. Just drink ginger beer or something.
I'll have a nice Schweppes.
Have a nice kombucha.
That reminds me, this episode is brought to you by Faygo, the sure choice for anti-fascists. Faygo, it's sugar. All right. Are you guys ready for the probably the hardest episode of Toilet Radio you've ever heard?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I suppose.
I mean, we should probably go through and introduce ourselves first. I'm Joe Thrashenkill. I'm the editor-in-chief of Toilet of Hell Radio. I like pugs. I have two of them. My star sign is Virgo. It's actually my birthday next week. How about you guys?
My name is Brennicide. I am an occasional contributor to Toilet of Hell. I am the former creator of ThatsNotMetal.com, the greatest blog that ever existed until it didn't. It's also my birthday today. I'm repping for the Leo dudes. Yeah. I just turned 30 today. Today's my 30th birthday.
Hey, congrats, man. I turn 30 on Thursday.
Oh, you fetus. You don't know what it's, you don't know what it's like.
That's awesome that you're stepping into these horrible waters first. Jordan, you want to introduce yourself?
Well, we already had the uncomfortable silence, so I think that counts slightly as my introduction. But I'm 365 Days of Horror. I am one of the main contributors for Toilet of Hell. I also run the Twitter account. Let's see. I am a Gemini. I'm constantly either really mad or really sad. And I went to a concert this weekend, and it ended at 2 in the morning, and I'm still really tired.
Oh, my goodness. Who did you see?
This might be a blast for the past for some of our listeners and maybe you guys, but I went to see Stabbing Westward.
Whoa. Oh,
wow.
I have not thought about that band since the 90s.
I did not know they did anything.
Well, this is like their reunion tour, and they're just one of those bands where, you know, I like just about every one of their songs and never got a chance to see them, so I was finally able to check them off my bucket list, and it was a really good show. It was one of those, like, we're just playing all the hits, so it was really good. Other than, like, having the band start at, like, 12:30 at night.
Yeah, well, at least you can die a complete man.
So there are, like, there are no kids.
As complete as I'm gonna get.
There are no kids that are like, fuck yeah, man, Stabbing Westward. Like, there are no teenagers that are like, that band's the tits. So, like, why would you have them go on so late? It's clearly all, like, you know, late millennials or Gen Xers.
Yeah, that is like a 9 o'clock to stage situation at the latest.
Yeah, I have no idea. The weird thing is, like, they only had three openers and they were all locals, which I'm not complaining about. But it's just like, well, why not just have the first band go on at 8 instead of 9:30 or whatever it was? It makes no sense to me. But I don't know. What are you going to do?
Sometimes rock and roll doesn't make sense, Jordan. I mean, 365. Hey, out of 365 Days of Horror, what was your favorite one of the movies you had to deal with in that experiment?
Well, you could actually go to 365daysofhorrormovies.blogspot.com and find out for yourself, because I wrote an article about all the ones I really enjoyed.
Oh, that's really interesting.
But I will say, going to go classic. The original Dawn of the Dead is one of my favorites. I enjoyed some of the Universal classics that I'd never really seen before, like The Mummy and Frankenstein. We also enjoyed Pontypool, which is a movie Joe and I reviewed like 30 episodes back.
Oh, The Mummy, dude, The Mummy's great. I mean, I love Brendan Fraser. Especially because him and I have like the same name, kind of. And he was great in that. I'm glad that you threw that out there.
He was great in that, but I was actually referring to the older black and white Boris Karloff Mummy.
Yeah, no, but I mean, the Mummy's still a classic. You know, I mean, the CGI doesn't hold up, the acting doesn't hold up, you know, the dialogue doesn't hold up. The sound stages really leave a lot to be desired. Plot doesn't make a lot of sense, but hey, it's a good movie. It's a classic. It goes back, you know, at least, 15 years now?
I thought it was The Rock, man. I thought it was The Rock in that movie.
No, The Rock was in The Mummy Returns.
Tom Cruise Mummy.
He was the Scorpion King in The Mummy 2. That was actually Dwayne The Rock Johnson's Hollywood debut. And they hyped it up during the Attitude Era quite a bit.
I thought
in his feud with the Hurricane.
I thought he was that – there was that movie where he was like a nanny or something. It was clearly a ripoff of Suburban Commando.
Or, the Tooth Fairy?
Maybe? Yeah, that was it. I think – didn't Hulk Hogan do two movies that were exactly like Suburban Commando?
Wait, Suburban
Commando
no.
and Mr. Nanny.
Yeah.
No, that was Vin Diesel. No, wait, no, that was Ice Cube. You guys are thinking of Ice Cube or Vin Diesel or Dwayne Johnson or Hulk Hogan.
So I got an idea for a movie. we're going to take the guy from Harm's Way, and we're going to put him in charge of some unruly children, and I think they're going to learn something both in the process.
Love?
Yeah, who cares? I don't know. Write me a check. Universal Studios, whoever the fuck.
I think they should do an Expendables movie, but with all the action stars, they had to do like a weird nanny movie.
Mm.
And then they have to do like the ultimate nanny job together. But they're all hot-headed, so they clash and they don't take care of the kid just right until they finally come together at the end. And it's a heartwarming action romance for the whole family.
I could see that making sense. Like the kid in question is like Baron Trump, and he's continually like accidentally fucking launching nukes at North Korea and you know, exposing like high crimes and trees, and they're like, Baron.
Or he sees a picture of Kathy Griffin holding a pumpkin, and he just flips the fuck out, and they can't control him because he's so traumatized. So like, Vin Diesel's like trying to shoot him down as he's like flying a jet plane and blowing up Kathy Griffin's house. It'll be a great movie.
Can Fran Drescher be their leader?
Ooh, that's a great call. Yeah, it's like a reverse Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, ooh, that'll be great. That'll get us the, the social justice cuck market. Everybody's all up about, you know, doing stuff with ladies being in roles they're not typically in. And Fran Drescher would make a great boss lady.
Also, Fran Drescher is like an avowed socialist, and that's fucking awesome. Also, she's hot.
Oh, cool. They can make like a spin where she's the evil communist at the end.
Yeah, maybe. We'll workshop it. I mean, we got to get some offers. We got to get some producers. We got to get some dough. We got to get a big bag of cocaine. We got to lock ourselves in a room for a week. We got to get to know each other sexually. We got a lot to do, man.
Yeah, I just think that one of the nannies should be Spider-Man again, but played by a different actor, and Uncle Ben definitely dies again.
That's a shame, man. His rice is so good. Why does he gotta die all the time? All right, so
why do we even bother like with the metal talk? I mean, really, this is the best stuff we ever come up with. So I think every podcast from now on should just be us workshopping insane movie ideas.
That's a good idea. You know, I did promise that we were gonna get balls deep in this conversation. We were going to really give it to the nerds at Death Metal Underground and basically just destroy the entire blogosphere in this one episode. And we will as soon as we have another message from our sponsors.
This episode is brought to you by Libertarian Metalheads of America.
We got another song that we ought to get into before we start talking major shit. This one's dope. Down I Go. I was first introduced to this band by Son of Wolf a couple of years ago. They had this album that I checked out because the title was fucking fantastic. The title was "You're Lucky God That I Cannot Reach You." And I was like, that's sick. And it was a really kind of strange record, like not really easily categorizable. I would say it was kind of like a strange kind of post-rock. But they've got a new EP out called Mortals. And this song specifically, Pandora, it is wild because it's nothing like, it's nothing but like sludge with three-part harmony vocals across all of it. It's wild, man. The closest thing I can think of is maybe like that Mr. Bungle record, like California, except way catchier and not shitty. I don't know.
California's a good album.
Look, usually in situations like this, I just call it avant-garde metal with full confidence, like I know what I'm talking about, and push up my glasses when I do so.
Yeah,
that seems to work for me.
Yeah, I think we could call it avant-garde. I don't know. Did you get anything from this, Bruno?
No, not really, which is, I guess, why it's avant-garde.
Hmm.
Or avant-garde.
What is the correct pronunciation of that one?
I'm pretty sure it's... Here we go. I'm looking up on the dictionary. Oh, it's avant-garde.
Hmm. Fuck.
No, it's not.
I was so close. I don't know, Jordan. What am I missing about California?
Well, it depends on what you want to get out of it. I mean, I think, yeah, it's wacky and goofy sounding, but it also really highlights some of Mike Patton's talents vocally and just like the weird sounds he's able to create. And like songs like Retro Vertigo and Pink Cigarette are like fun throwback sort of like 50s style grab your girl and dance, you know, under the enchantment under the sea type thing.
Well, yeah, that was the whole thing with the record, right? He was making like a weirdo version of like Beach Boys shit.
For the most, I mean, there's some real weird songs on there, like Ars Moriendi, but yeah, more or less. And then, do you know why they named it California?
No, why?
Because originally they were going to name the album Californication. And if that sounds familiar, that's because the Red Hot Chili Peppers, who don't like Mike Patton, because in the early days, when he was with, Jesus, what's the band now? What's his most famous band?
Faith No More?
Oh, Faith yeah. No More, yeah.
Yeah,
they didn't like it because what there was a similarity of
that he was ripping off vocal styles.
Oh,
they thought he was ripping off Anthony Kiedis' style, so they had this feud going on with Faith No More, Mike Patton, and I guess word got out that Mr. Bungle was going to call their album Californication. So Red Hot Chili Peppers grabbed it from them, put out their album first, and then Mr. Bone was like, well, we can't call it Californication anymore, so California.
Hmm. You know, I've never once thought, damn, you know, Anthony Kiedis got bars, but, you know, I kind of hear, when I think about, like, the song Epic by Faith No More, I totally hear it. It's like, can you feel it? See it? Even today, if it don't matter even anyway. And I just, it's total Red Hot Chili Peppers. That's them to a T.
Yeah.
Shitty white guy rapping nonsense. Like, he robbed him.
You know, it's interesting. If we got any, you know, proggy gent boys listening out there in the crowd, which we don't, definitely. Spencer Sotelo of Periphery on the latest record, he sounds a lot like like Mike Patton in a lot of parts of that album.
You know, I don't know if I've ever listened to more than 30 seconds of Periphery at a time.
Yeah, usually if you get past the first 30 seconds, it's terrible. But
yeah, that's when the vocals come.
So you might as well
turn it off.
That's probably why you don't know what happened. You have to give it a chance, or don't. Actually give it a chance.
Is there anything that we need to impress upon our audience before we put this one to bed?
Follow us on Twitter?
Yeah, man.
Don't personal that. Twitters?
Don't do that. Don't follow me on Twitter. Just don't.
I need validation.
No, everyone's stop
How am I supposed to get validation without new followers, likes, and retweets?
All right, don't follow me on Twitter. Don't listen to the latest Periphery album because I'm wrong about that. I hope that if DMU made it this far, they just write about how I talked about Periphery, and that's just their article.
Low-T Periphery listeners.
That's us. We're big fans.
Okay, yo, straight up, if you do follow me on Twitter, at Joe Thrashenkill, don't fuck around with that like shit. Okay, a like is meaningless. You need to smash that motherfucking retweet for every little thought that I have. Retweet
Agreed.
Or yeah. Get the fuck out.
I, know what I hate more than likes and retweets is just comments. It's like, you got your own Twitter. You know, you can go on your Twitter feed and say things that you think. You don't have to come into my business and say, oh, well, you know, I never really saw the draw to that band that you're discussing right now. What is it with every single guy on metal Twitter? Every single time you mention any band, they have to like trip over themselves to rush to their phone or computer to tell you, oh, I don't like it. It's not for me.
Crazy Grishnak's Gatekeeping Emporium must be doing well.
Hey, we're back, guys. So, you know, long-awaited episode. We've got a lot to talk about here, and I think the biggest thing that we can all agree on here is that Death Metal Underground is run exclusively by virgin nerds. This has been a great episode, guys. Thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes. You know, give us a like on Facebook. Shout us out across every social network and be like, hey, buddy, you ought to listen to this great podcast. It's jam-packed with quality content.
You're listening to 66.6 FM. Radio TOVH. The Flush.
Just trying to think what's
it
really
would be funny to take our interview with Chris Barnes and if there's anything funny he said in it and throw it in somewhere, but it's not necessary.
Just put the part where he says, "Hi, I'm Chris Barnes," and like and that's it. just like when he's introducing the show, "Hey, this is Chris Barnes." And then just cut it off right at the knee at that point, and then just put that shit in there.
I'm definitely gonna do that. I will absolutely do that. Okay, cool.
I can't, man. I'm too excited for this show now.
This is going to either be okay or it's gonna be a goddamn disaster.
Either way, I'll be happy.
But the disasters, people seem to like them.
Yeah. Well, it's fair.
I think the disasters are our best shows. Yeah, I think people